The turning of the heart. This is Saratima. The heart is an amazing organ, a physical organ through which there's flow of blood on the physical level. Yes, flow of emotions. But there's so much more. It is also the center of the electromagnetic field. It is also something that needs to constantly move and flow with life. Usually we talk about opening the heart, but what does that really mean to open the heart? What really happens is that energy needs to flow. There's a constant flow. But where does it flow to? Where is the attention of the heart? That's where energy flows to. The heart is really a brain. It is where the true reasoning takes place. Even science has proven that the heart is really the brain of the body, and the physical brain follows up on what truly happens in the heart. Now, why do we have to turn the heart? If we want to awaken, the heart needs to be turned. Turned from what to where? Does it always turn? First of all, we have to turn away from that which is unreal, which is not true, which is a copy of reality, of the ideas and stories, the identification, the way we think the world should be, the image we made of the world, of the creator, of the creation. And then we turn towards that which is real. Outer rituals or methods of worship, going to a church, doing whatever it is that one does as a spiritual practice in order to turn away from the mundane everyday life to rest one's attention on something that's higher and more lofty. That in itself is helpful. But really, really needs to turn is the heart itself. Many people bring their attention, physical attention towards something, and yet there is no real change in the heart. The heart is still looking at the image, the idea of, and the dream that one has about life and how life should be, and what happened to oneself, how life made one to be this particular person. So the heart becomes crystallized and it becomes stuck. And then we experience heart attacks and other kinds of problems with the heart because the heart isn't really constantly moving and moving, because life never stops and life is always new, and never ever should there be crystallization into memory. When we are always in this present moment, in this now, then the heart is always present with reality and in this nearness with the Creator, which is constant nowness. The question is, can we finally, ultimately, turn our heart away also from that which is so enticing, attractive, and always pulls us back in, the world of mirage, the world of ideas, the world of reasoning and thinking and dreaming and hoping and fixing and so forth, the world that we know of, that we got conditioned into? Can we turn away from that towards that which created us? If that happens, then we awaken to the heart. We awaken for the first time towards that which is real. And then the spiritual journey really begins. So the identification then would shift away from the dream, from the sense of I, into that non-tangible nowness, which has nothing tangible that we can think of. And the habit to jump back and to stay stuck and to observe, describe, and identify and crystallize is so, so strong. But to basically give that up and to turn fully away from that trickery, the illusory, reflective ability of the mind, of the inner capacity of humans to think, to turn away from that and to turn towards that which is unknown, really. And we can do that. We can do that. We can have that kind of heart that is always new and fresh, that is truly healthy. And when that takes place, the electromagnetic field starts to balance. It starts to come into a coherent harmonious way, and it influences the physical form, the limbs, the arms, the legs, the body, to then also follow up with the appropriate actions. So a healthy heart that's always turning, always in flow, will then literally, it will cause the situations in your life to change and the events and circumstances, including the prosperity, the health, etc., etc. So maybe this conversation can assist you in seeing the function of the heart from another angle again, and to realize that if your attention is fully resting on the eternal, instead of constantly stopping and getting stuck on the passing events that come and go, the world that is unreal, the world of time and space that just slips through your fingers and will not satisfy really what your heart, who you really are, and that is actually essentially seeking the eternal. So the simplicity is really to turn the heart to love. First the heart turns and then everything turns. It's like turning towards the sun. And before we looked into the darkness and tried to make sense of the murky shapes and forms and being stressed about it and trying to label and name things, and then we just turn away towards the sun, the blinding sun, and allowing that to warm us, to fill us up. Now that will also take away all doing, all responsibility, sense of doership, in a sense that we're important, because we're in a place of receptivity and surrender. So we can't do both. We can't live in the world and at the same time be in grace, be one with the Creator, be one in that place of freedom and in that which satisfies us fully. So we really have to decide, and it's really an inner decision to really turn away and to recognize and to know. We do know all that fades away. Everything fades, and not to make that so important and to not seek it, but essentially to seek that which is most important. So this is a very deep, deep step to turn the heart towards that which created you, and to go deeper with that and to realize, have you really done that? Is it really what you want? Do you really want to wake up? Or is waking up an idea of the ego that thinks certain thoughts around it, that it does certain things to your life? It's something to take away and to use. Or is it really something to be illumined, to literally turn your face towards that which illumines you? And then you are being radiant, but it is not your light. It doesn't belong to you. And you have no further meaning and purpose than actually to be illumined and to be luminous for the glory of who created you.